Kenyan investigators searched a house northwest of Nairobi Thursday, where one suspect is believed to have lived. Neighborhood butcher Paul Kariuki says the named suspect Salim Gichunge had visited his shop many times.
I am in shock that a guy I know carried out the attack. I could not believe he did that. I'm surprised.
But not all neighbors of Gichunge are rushing to judgment. This woman, who do not wish to be identified, lives just a few blocks away.
We're quite uncertain about what is happening. It's quite shocking. It was very unexpected. We've been living with this guy in the same neighborhood for the last 3 months. He was also on our WhatsApp group for the estate. Has made some contribution towards some of the activities and projects that we have.
The suspect's last message to the group, a comment on improving neighborhood security. Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack on the Dusit 2 hotel and office complex. Security analyst Mwenda Mbijiwe says the militant group is changing tactics to use so-called sleeper cells within Kenya.
They were able to camouflage and to hide and to stay among that community without anybody ever detecting that actually these people are living in our midst.
As Kenya mourns those killed and recovers from yet another terrorist attack, many will be asking how to stop these all too frequent tragedies. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.